Here's a constant problem for many Muslims around the world. They would rather not all be blamed for the actions of extremists like the Islamic State. Muslims in many countries feel they're unfairly held responsible, and some young people in Pakistan want to correct the record. NPR's Philip Reeves reports on how they're doing that.
On Facebook, they call themselves Pakistani comedians. They say they're childhood friends who like making videos when they're bored. They also say they want to help create a more tolerant and better educated world. So after the Paris attacks, they set to work.
We're from the part of the world called South Asia. And by the way, that's not the Middle East.
And we would like to talk. Their 2-minute Facebook video describes the Paris attacks as barbaric acts of terror. Yet don't expect them to feel apologetic, they say.
And here's why. We cannot possibly be held responsible for the actions of a few deranged individuals who somehow claim to be like us.
Let me just put that in perspective for you. That's like blaming all Germans for the actions of Hitler.
They say they understand what the French are going through because attacks are common in Pakistan. Remember last year's massacre of more than 130 kids at a Pakistani school. They also want to remind the world they're no different from anyone else.
And the only thing that we slice and roast is a good piece of juicy beef steak.
The Paris attacks touch on some sensitive issues here, not tackled in the video. Pakistan's government's widely accused of covertly supporting Islamist militants in Afghanistan. Some violent Islamist extremists in Pakistan rejoice at the Paris atrocities. Yet the tens of thousands of hits this Facebook video has so far received suggest that plenty of people agree with these young Pakistanis when they say,
"We have the same fundamental problems that you have.
We have the same hopes, dreams, and ambitions as you. And when we go to bed at night, we fall asleep, hoping and praying to wake up to a better world for all of us."
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.